A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When the court officers had brought the apostles in and made them stand before the Sanhedrin, the high priest questioned them. "We gave you strict orders, did we not, to stop teaching in that name? Yet you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching and want to bring this man's blood upon us." But Peter and the apostles said in reply, "We must obey God rather than men. The God of our ancestors raised Jesus, though you had him killed by hanging him on a tree. God exalted him at his right hand as leader and savior to grant Israel repentance and forgiveness of sins. We are witnesses of these things, as is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him." When they heard this, they became infuriated and wanted to put them to death. The word of the Lord. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be ever in my mouth. Taste and see how good the Lord is. Blessed the man who takes refuge in him. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. The Lord confronts the evildoers to destroy remembrance of them from the earth. When the just cry out, the Lord hears them, and from all their distress he rescues them. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and those who are crushed in spirit he saves. Many are the troubles of the just man, but out of them all the Lord delivers him. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. The one who comes from above is above all. The one who is of the earth is earthly and speaks of earthly things. But the one who comes from above is above all. He testifies to what he has seen and heard, but no one accepts his testimony. Whoever does accept his testimony certifies that God is trustworthy. For the one whom God sent speaks the words of God. He does not ration his gift of the Spirit. The Father loves the Son and has given everything over to him. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. Whoever disobeys the Son will not see life, but the wrath of God remains upon him. The Gospel of the Lord. And so today we see in the Acts of the Apostles how the apostles lived their lives, and it says, we must obey God rather than men. And Jesus, when he's talking about whether we're from above, you know, he's from above and everybody else is from the earth, that when we obey God, we live forever. People come and go. Presidents come and go. Mayors come and go. Pastors come and go. People come and go. We have one reality that doesn't come and go, and that's God. And so we got to always obey God. And that means we got to make sure we know what he teaches. We got to know what the church teaches. We got to know what the Bible teaches. And we got to listen to God when he speaks to us in our prayer. We must obey God rather than men. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand and pray.